Joined here by the head coach of the Gallatin Bulldogs and Penny Gardner. Looking forward to heading over to Gallatin tonight for a big GRC matchup between Princeton and Gallatin. Gallatin in a three-way tie for second place right now with Trenton and South Harrison, one game behind an unbeaten Polo team. So you tip your hat to Polo. Polo already has a victory over Gallatin and a victory over South Harrison. Trenton, I believe, plays Polo on Thursday, so that's kind of the way the conference race looks there. It's been, as I kind of mentioned here off the air with Coach Gardner, Coach, you got a victory over Trenton Thursday night. That was a big one. You got Princeton coming tonight. You had a shutout victory a week ago over Putnam County. Things are rolling pretty well right now for Gallatin. It really, I think, as solid as a role as the softball program has been on over there for many, many years.
We are. We're hitting things pretty solid. It's been kind of a fun few weeks for the girls, and last week getting a long road win and then coming back home and getting the win against Trenton, I think, boosted us for this week, and we've kind of set some goals for this week too, and we're ready for the two games this week.
Yeah, obviously, if you get a pitcher who can put people down and, you know, and get back to the dugout, that helps. And you have a freshman in Bird who's really been doing that. Everybody who sees your team says you got to see this freshman pitch. He's pretty good. You throw a shutout at Putnam County. I know they're probably down a little bit this year, but that's a quality performance.
They are a little down, but their defense and stuff is pretty solid. We had a little bit of trouble with the first few innings trying to get our bats a little bit more solid. Like I said, that road trip kind of gives everybody a little sluggish, so it took us a little while to wake up with our bats. But Bryn has been doing a great job, and anytime that Bryn might be struggling a little bit, I also have Annabelle to come in behind her for a different look too. So it's kind of fun to get those two some equal innings and some different looks for some teams to keep everybody off balance.
Yeah, I softball's a different sport than, you know, say basketball or something like that as far as coming as a freshman. But still, as a freshman, Bryn sounds like, you know, she doesn't get kind of flustered like most freshmen do. Does she kind of have that inner confidence even as a ninth grader, Coach?
She is super competitive, and I think that's what kind of drives her. I mean, we have seen some freshman side of her, but that's to be expected, and we've talked our way through it, and she knows, you know, what she needs to work on and stuff like that, and she's doing a great job in practice, great job in games, and she's putting in the work on the off time too. So it's all around, she's just a great asset to the team.
As it pertains to the Trenton game on Thursday, yeah, you know, Putnam County, it's a great win against a traditional power. Trenton's a traditional power too, and that's a team that I've certainly seen them more than once this year, and they can swing the bats. To hold them to two and get a victory over them and knock them out of first place, how big of a win was that for your team Thursday, Coach?
It was definitely a big confidence booster for us, and one that we could take a deep breath afterwards. I know the girls, they honed in, and we've kind of been talking about our home field record, so to speak, from last year, and how it wasn't the best and how we needed to kind of focus in on settling in and playing our game here at home. And we've, for some reason, played a lot better on the road last year, and we've got more home games this year, so that's kind of been our emphasis to get in and get salty right from the start, and they did a great job of that.
I have the stats on the Trenton side from that Thursday game from Coach Stillwell. I haven't seen much from Gallatin. Was it a balanced offensive effort, or did somebody just have a really big night swinging the stick on Thursday for you, Coach?
It was pretty balanced. We didn't really do very good in the first few innings of stringing stuff together, and then it all kind of come together. And, you know, as you know, they got timing and stuff like that down, and it definitely helped.
You know, Trenton can come at you too, and I think Maddie does a pretty good job at this. When somebody kind of figures out one pitcher, she'll go to the other, but that's not an easy pitching staff to kind of figure out when you have Roberts coming from the right side and then get Clark coming from the left side. Was that a challenge to try to, you know,
to get the timing down? She started Clark from the left side, and we haven't seen a lefty this year yet, so that was something that was a little bit different of a view for him. So I think that, you know, kind of maybe kept us a little off balance the first inning through seeing her, and then we kind of all got on it. But of the nine girls, all of them got hits but one, so that was definitely pretty beneficial for us to have.
We were talking off the air here a little bit about how Princeton is, they're kind of the team in this Eastern Division of the GRC that you look at it and you say, they got the talent to play with anybody and beat anybody on any given night. And they just, for whatever reason, against some of the upper echelon teams in the GRC, for a number of years, they just had trouble getting over that hump. But that is a really talented lineup that you're going to play tonight.
They do. Their first four or five is especially solid. And like we've been telling the girls and stuff, that we need to hone in and just play a game. And they are going to be a team that we're not going to try to sleep on by any means, because they are capable of doing some scary stuff if you let them. So we're going to try to minimize our errors and make sure that they don't capitalize on those, because that's a team that definitely will do that on you.
So it'll be my first time seeing Gallatin since the district. I believe it was district semifinals last year when the season ended down at Marceline. Where do you feel like, obviously you have a freshman pitcher that's made a big, huge difference for you, but is the biggest improvement from last year this year, Coach? Is it from the bats or is it from the defense? Which one would it be?
It's kind of a combination of everything. We've gotten a little bit more confidence in our defense and our bats. So as an overall, I think we've just improved across the board with everybody. We're a little bit more deeper as far as talent-wise goes, so I think that pushes everybody in practice a little harder to make everybody better also.
And, yeah, this is something that just, as a coach, you try to teach it. But when girls start winning games, and this is for any sport, you start winning, and it's not cockiness. It's just that confidence of saying,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it fun as a
coach? I know it's a Trenton game. Everybody kind of started loosening up in a little bit. I mean, we got smiles more across the field and things like that. And whenever you're playing for fun, then it definitely gets easier.
Yeah, before I let you go, that has to be something that's really rewarding as a coach to see that naturally grow.
Absolutely. That's something that we set out as a goal last year, and we're definitely seeing it through this year. Our seniors this year have definitely pointed it out also.
Princeton at Gallatin, that'll be our game of the night tonight at 5:30. You can stay right here to KTTN in a couple hours and catch that one. That should be a good one over at Gallatin High School. Coach, we'll see you tonight. Good luck against the Tigers.
All right. Thank you.